FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz.
And Mike Gazzola is with us now, and we're entitling this show, Mike, Anatomy of an Amazon Master. So it's good to be back on. Mike Gazzola, tell us, how do you become an Amazon Master?
Well, Kerry, so one of the keys to being an Amazon Master, right? And, you know, I say this humbly because you're never really a master. I mean, we're constantly learning. Me and the Inner Circle group, we have over 1,000 members strong now. But what the anatomy of being an Amazon seller, to me, it's all about finding the right product, right? So I spend a lot of time on this exact subject, which is, how do you know what's going to sell well? There's three things that I look for. Does the product already sell well? Can I compete? And are the margins there? So those are the three things that I'm looking for. And I have softwares, programs. I got some cool free training videos that show you exactly how to sort through. It's pretty cool. There's this one program that all you have to do is go right, you click the criteria. Do you want to sell in home and kitchen, pet supplies, sports, outdoors, any category that's on Amazon? You could sort through those, and then we put in the criteria. So what I'm looking for, so does it sell well? I need to know that the product already sells well. I'm not trying to recreate the wheel. Can I compete? I'm looking for products that have 50 or less reviews, and there's a bunch of sellers selling them. So I want to see 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sellers that are doing at least 4, 5, 6 grand a month that have less than 100 reviews. That's what I'm looking for. And then are the margins there? I walk you guys through exactly that. How do we find, how do we source them? First, locate the products that already sell well. Then we reverse engineer those. It's a quite simple process. I made like a 45-minute video that's free, completely free, for you guys to check it out. See exactly how you find the winners using my criteria.
Yeah, Mike. So you started this a couple of years ago and you had virtually almost instant success. What was the secret or the key to your success at that point?
Well, it's a combination of factors, right? And that's why I spend so much time going through each step of the process. So all the way from setting up your account, all the way through finding the product, sourcing the product, private labeling the product. But I would say the one key is getting a good quality product at a cost-effective price. So we're not looking for the cheapest, junkiest. We want the best combination of price and quality. And because the marketing, you know, I've been internet marketing. I mean, we've known each other, what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah.
And, you know, humbly last year, you know, I did over $3 million online. And I only say that because it's important to know that the strategies and techniques that I'm sharing with the students in the group are things that I've done for years. And these are things that have taken me, you know, a good part of my life to figure out. And you still never, you know, Amazon's a moving target. So it's constantly, there's little micro changes, the algorithm changes, and, you know, being part of a strong group is not just how the students are successful, but it's how I'm successful online.
And it's interesting because you always say Amazon is a moving target. You managed to hit it. And when you look at somebody, you get a new student, what are you thinking of? Are you thinking, can this person succeed? Can they do it? Obviously, you can't join the course, the training, without going through an application process, but you only want winners, right?
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, the free training videos and, you know, a bunch of the bonus videos and stuff like that, I send that out for free. You know, if you just go to the site, and I'll give it to you now, it's truecashflow.com, amzshow.com, sideincomepodcast.com, morningmoneyshow.com, amzteachers.com. If you just go to that site, all you have to do is enter your first name, your email. The first video I send out to you is all about how do you find the right product. Like that's seriously like one of my most fun things. Instead of watching like a bunch of reality TV and this nonsense, I love running products through the software. And the software, if you guys want to just check out the software, I mean, I show you how to use it. That's what I do in the video. I show you how to use it. I show you my criteria, but it's, you go to amzproductfinder.com, and that's exactly how you, that's the software I use. So a lot of people ask, you know, what do I do? How do I do it? Well, that's what the software does, right? So, and what I do is, I believe it's $69 a month. They just lowered the price, actually. And you only need it temporarily, right? So you need it for like the first month or two while you're kind of finding the right products. And then there's a Chrome extension, which is really cool. And that's like $89. It's a one-time fee, but I show you how to use them. It's really cool because once you have the Chrome extension, you just go on Amazon, you click the little widget, and it shows you how many products they're selling, how many they're selling per day, how much revenue they're making per month. And then the web app, the reason why I love the app, so I use a combination, but the extension is just a one-time payment. The web app, you got to pay monthly, but you only need it for the first month or two. But the cool thing with the web app is that's where you could just put, so let me give you an example, and I show you this in the video, but, and I'll send it to you right away. If you just go to the site that I just mentioned, I'll send it to you right away. But all you have to do is you put in a target, right? You could say, do one category at a time. That's what I suggest. So say you want to do home and kitchen, right? You click the little button, home and kitchen. It asks you, what price range products do you want? Now, I don't really want to sell anything that sells for less than $10 on Amazon. And I don't really want to sell anything that sells for over $60. So I put in between 10 and 60. And then number of reviews, I want to see products that have under 100 reviews. Now, the reason I say that is because when I find products where they're doing 20, 30,000 a month and they have less than 100 reviews, I know I can compete. Just with the basic marketing strategies, I know I can compete against a product that only has 100 reviews total and they're doing 20, 30,000 a month. But I walk you through this process and then I show you how do you reverse engineer that. So now we know what it sold for. So we know it met the two criteria. Does it sell well? Yes, they're doing 20, 30,000 a month. Can I compete? Well, yes, in my opinion, any product with under 100 reviews, that's easy. I could easily beat out somebody that has less than 100 reviews. And I'm not trying to sound arrogant. These are just my opinions and my feelings, right? And this is what I see the inner circle doing all the time. I see people that have 10 reviews, 15 reviews that are crushing it. But now the third thing we got to look at is, are the margins there? So that's where we reverse engineer and we go into the sourcing. And we'll do that on another show. But if you want to see how I find these products, how I get them packaged, labels, logos, how I get them shipped, how I get them right to Amazon, how all the customer service is handled. You don't have to pick up a single phone. You don't have to deal with returns. You don't have to deal with any of the customer service aspects. You don't need a team of employees. You don't need a website. And even though I'm an internet marketer, I'm so passionate about Amazon because of the fact that it's the lowest hanging fruit and it's the easiest place for anybody to get started, whether you're just supplementing your income or you're ultimately looking to replace your income.
Hey, well, it's really fascinating, Mike. It's amazing that just about anybody can do it too. You don't need a degree in marketing or in digital marketing, and it's available to you. When you started out, what type of products were you selling?
Well, yeah, that's a funny story, right? Because, you know, when I first started on Amazon, I had already done millions of dollars online, right? But I was really intrigued with this whole Amazon thing. And I made so many mistakes. I mean, we should do a show just on all the mistakes I made. Everything from shipping, running out of inventory, you know, doing giveaways the wrong way where somebody wiped out 300 of my products and not doing vouchers the right way. And I mean, it's, none of this is hard stuff, but you know, they say you don't know what you don't know, right? And for me, I'm so passionate about this method of making money online because Amazon truly is the best place for anybody to start that's not into internet marketing or has never marketed on the internet or has never sold physical products. But, and that's one of the mistakes I made, to answer your question, is I actually started with supplements, which is the most cutthroat item you could sell. I mean, people are just brutal and it is so, so, so competitive. But I've also, you know, now, I mean, just in the last couple of years, I've done over 30,000. I've sold over 30,000 bottles of supplements. But if I could go back in time, you know, like that's why I mentioned the other categories, because there's another thing called the gating process, which I get all into in the videos. But what it is the supplements, it's called a gated category. So you need to jump through a bunch of hoops for Amazon. And all that did was take me more time. That's why I say if I could have gone back in time right now and mentor the younger Mike Gazzola, I would say, listen, Mike, you want to start with physical products. And to me, the best physical products, it's not a product because you don't know how, I mean, it's not how many times they've asked, it's how many times they ask per day. What is the right product? There is no, any product that sells well that you can compete against and the margins are there, whether you're passionate about it or not, because once you start selling it well, you will become passionate. But the reason why supplements is so cutthroat is because things like losing weight, and, you know, that's really, really competitive. And it's, I mean, I've been on page one, I mean, easily, right? For so many of the keywords having to do with weight loss. But like the easiest way to start, and my favorite categories are things like you just click the little button that says pet supplies. It'll scrub through every single pet supply. You can see what already sells well. You click on home and kitchen or fitness or sports, outdoors. You know, there's any of those categories I love because I'm going to give you guys another really cool tip here is see what I like to do is I like to scrub through those, see what already sells well, but then I like to click on the listing and I like to see what are the negative reviews on that product. There's one as an example. It was a, you know, like those expandable hoses, right? Like they sell really well, really, really well. But I was looking at the 1-star reviews and one of the students in the inner circle was like, hey, I'm going to do that product, but I followed your tip. I see that, you know, at the spigot, it was like plastic and the water would leak out of the, like the bit, what do you call that, Carrie? Is that the bib or something?
Yeah, the bib.
Yeah. And it would kind of leak, right? So I was talking with him. I said, you know what? That was really cool that you figured that, that you found that negative review, because he's like, yeah. And I already talked to, you know, our team in China. I'm getting a copper one with a real thick rubber grommet. And, you know, so he looked to see what was wrong with that product. So it wasn't just sourcing it for a really good price. It was all about seeing what was wrong with it. Cause we want to be proud of the products we sell. We don't want to sell junk. And he was able to fix that issue, get a nice copper ring on there, and then start, I mean, some of the months he did 30, 40,000 a month, right? But, I mean, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but he did really, really well on that. And that's what's cool about our group, right? Because we get together every single Monday. We have webinars every Monday. We have Voxer. It's like an app on your phone where you could send messages, texts, that kind of stuff. And we just launched a brand new part of the course where we focus on just page one rankings and doing it in an ethical way and within the terms of service of Amazon, because you also want to be really careful that you do everything within Amazon's guidelines, right? We call it white hat. So you don't want to do black hat, which is like doing it the wrong way, right? And obviously, you know, there's, you know, speeding's a crime and murder's a crime, right? Like yeah. They're both crimes, but, you know, you'd rather speed than murder somebody, right? So, I mean, you do everything, we try and do everything within the terms of service and the guidelines, but you got to remember Amazon's constantly changing. I mean, when I first started, you could get reviews from anyone you wanted, and all they would have to do is write on the bottom of the review that this, you could give them away the product for free. They could give you a 5-star review as long as they wrote on the bottom that I gave this review basically in exchange. I received the product free in exchange for an honest and unbiased review, right? As long as they put that disclaimer on there, that was perfectly within the terms of service, but that doesn't work anymore. So when I say Amazon's a moving target, I'm talking about the algorithm, all the keyword research you do, ranking your products. I mean, there's ways to do this that you're doing it all the right way. How do you advertise the right way? How do you do it cost effectively? How do you ship cost effectively? How do you package products? How do you get private logos? How do you make the product your own? You know, it's a constant moving target, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. And it's fun when you start to see the sales come in that you wondered, is it going to work? Isn't it going to work? And then it does. So look, you got to go over to amzteachers.com and then you'll find out everything that you need here. You don't have to buy a course. You don't have to do anything. Just watch the free training and you'll know everything you need. If you want to turbocharge your Amazon business and really get going quickly, there's options available. But just start with the free stuff. That's all you need. Mike, hey, it's great getting back together with you. Let's do another one real soon.
You got it, Carrie. Yeah, it was great to be here. And if you guys are excited as I am, you know, just check it out. If you have any questions, you know, once you enter your name and your email, you'll get emails. You know, feel free to ask. We love doing shows and addressing your guys' concerns, your questions, because we always want to be cutting edge as well. So thanks a lot, Carrie.
All right, Mike. Talk to you soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.